And now, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an immediate end to the war on Yemen.
We are not disregarding the war that exists and the fact that a number of countries, not only the ones that you mentioned, a number of countries have had a direct impact on that war. And obviously what we want is to end the war and to end all the consequences of the war. The people that are killed, the people that suffer, all other kinds of impacts. Independently of that.
Speaking in Geneva, Guterres warned against the consequences of the continuation of the war, saying that more than 80,000 children have died of starvation since the war began in early 2015. He added that nearly 360,000 children are today suffering from severe acute malnutrition. Guterres also touched on the truce in Hodeidah, saying progress has been slow in implementing the agreement. Last December, Yemen's warring sides agreed to cease fighting in Hodeidah and withdraw their forces from the strategic port during peace talks in Sweden. And now joining us for this news review out of Westchester, Pennsylvania, is Lawrence Davidson, professor at Westchester University, and Colin Cavell, university lecturer out of Bluefield. Hello, gentlemen, and thank you both for joining the program. I'm going to start over in Westchester. If you could, Professor Davidson, please tell me what justifies, in today's global landscape, what justifies starving out 100,000 kids?
Nothing.
Or close
nothing,
to, at least.
That can be conceived of it reasonably and humanely. This is a consequence of nation states and their governments making decisions in the form of what used to be called realpolitik. That is, what's good for their state, or what they imagine is good for their state, dictates policy, and the individual suffering that comes as a consequence of that policy, be it the civilian population or the soldiers involved, are secondary, and the ends take on a life of their own. So the answer to your question is there's nothing humanely, morally, or rationally that can explain it, but the drive to assert what the leadership thinks is the interest of a nation, that is what pushes it.
And if I could swing over to you, Mr. Colin Cavell, pleasure to have you back in the program, sir. Now, if I may, forget what justifies starving out nearly 80,000 plus children. Tell me how you get away with it in today's global landscape.
Mr. Harry, how do you get away with it? You have preeminent control over much of the media in a good part of the world, particularly in Europe, particularly in North and South America, and you have this continuous bombardment of the populations of these countries, and particularly of the center of imperialism in the United States. The population knows very little about Yemen. They do not know that a war is going on. Only a very educated few of the population are concerned with what's going on with Yemen, because the mainstream media in the United States directs the population to other concerns.
And Professor Davidson, I mean, please tell me how lawmakers sell this war back in the States, because obviously, the U.S. is helping the Saudis, so is, London, it's helping the Saudis. I really like to know, I mean, how far can you, push the narrative that we have to support the Saudis because Iran is bad? How do you tell people, how do you tell your citizens that we're going to starve out 80,000 children because Iran is bad?
Well, one is that you don't tell their citizens, except very rarely do you get that kind of message coming through, very rarely. But I must say that there are those in the Congress who are concerned about this, and whether they're concerned because of the children who are suffering, or they're concerned because they're Democrats and they want to hammer on the Republicans for supporting the Saudis. Either way, there have been people in the Congress, particularly on the Democratic side, who have expressed concern and try to argue that we should end our support for the war. Now, again, that might be a political decision. For a few, it might be even a moral decision. But it's not at the level where they could pass, say, a censure or some sort of legislation that could not be vetoed. So, but there are noises, if you will, in the Congress that are critical of the war. It's taken a long time.
And if I could, Colin Covell, I mean, you and I have been following this thing from the first day back in March 2015 to this very day. We've been covering it. I've had you on numerous interviews. I'd like to know, I mean, it's got to be a really tough sell at this point, you know, to push on to American voters. How does it, and how are they still allowed to go on with this war on Yemen, especially after we hear these devastating, you know, it's all well documented, you know, the famine, the diseases, the children. How is it still able to persist?
Mr. Area, the needs of imperialism require a force projection in the Middle East, North Africa region. The unelected monarchical regimes allow the U.S. to station troops, ammunition, and the Fifth Fleet in Bahrain. So this allows the empire, the hegemonic influence of the United States, to continue on a regular basis. So who are they selling this war to? They sell it to the defense industry. They sell it to all sorts of individuals and corporations that have an interest in profiting from this imperial presence in Yemen and in the entire Middle East. So as far as the population is concerned, they know very little about this war. To the extent they know about it, it's due to some senators like Senator Bernie Sanders and others who have brought resolutions to end the U.S. support of Saudi Arabia for this war. But most people on the street do not know about this war. They do not know where Yemen is. And so if you keep your population ignorant of what's going on, then that's how they continue it.
Thank you, gentlemen, both for joining us on the program. We're out of time. Lawrence Davidson, professor, Westchester University, joining us out of Westchester, and Colin Covell, university lecturer, joining us out of Bluefield. Thank you both dearly. And that's it, viewers, for this segment of your news review. Thanks for joining us, and bye-bye.